Catherine chooses our book that we read as well, so she's educating me, because I probably wouldn't have read this. It's The Keeper of Lost Things. It's by Ruth Hogan, and I loved the book. I'll let you explain what it is in a minute or two, because I don't always get to read them, but I did. I read it quite early on in the month, and I got halfway through and thought, oh, I think this might be my favourite book of all time. Oh. But then... It didn't go downhill, but it just didn't keep building. Does that make sense?
I think that is quite a good response. Well, it's the response I had, certainly, and a friend of mine also said the same sort of thing. It's such a clever idea for the book, but this author, I think it's her first book, and she's trying to do too much in it, in my opinion, because it's many books all in one. It's a romance. There's a bit of a ghost story, really. There's a mystery. And really, it's also a collection of short stories. So there's a lot going on there. And if you know that, I think that you probably appreciate it differently. But if you're coming at it as a novel wanting this particular story, you might think a bit overwhelmed. So the character of the title, The Keeper of Lost Things, is a character called Anthony Perdue. And he's a writer, but he's also a widower and grieving his loss. And he's collecting lost property as a way of atoning for his own loss. So he doesn't like to see lost things, and he imagines what has happened to cause that the loss of this particular item. So he's creating stories about people in his mind. When he dies, he doesn't want this collection to be lost in itself, so he bequeaths it to his assistant along with his house and asks her to try and reunite the lost things with their true owners. And then we follow her progress. So we follow her relationship with the gardener of this house, Freddie, and a local young woman who's got Down syndrome called Sunshine. But also at the same time as Laura's story, we also have Eunice and Bomber. Now, Bomber is a publisher and Eunice is his assistant. And they've got their own charming story as well. And it's only until quite late on that we find out how the stories are connected.
You tie the two together.
Yes. And there is just so much going on that it is... I think she could have pared it down and we wouldn't have lost anything, really.
Because there are things like Sunshine has a sixth sense, but she never really has time to make enough of that.
No.
Because she can feel some of the objects and feel a bit about, you know, whether the story is a good one or not a good one. But and so on. So I think quite a lot of, as you said, it was beautifully. I've had an email in from Lynn who read this, and she says, I want to live in that house. And this is the house where the lost things. Padua sounds idyllic, full of love and happy memories, surrounded by a garden of sweet-scented roses. However, for me, the book was almost too perfect, maybe even a bit twee. But if you like Happy Ever After, you will love the book, because there is that. It does end happily ever after. Having said that, some of the short stories that Anthony wrote were really dark, and we are left to wonder about Sunshine's sixth sense and the ghostly happenings in the house. The Keeper of Lost Things was an interesting idea with light touches of humour and definitely a feel-good read. Maybe it was just the wrong genre for me, she said.
Yeah. And also that sixth sense thing. I didn't think you really needed it, because if you'd just taken it as imagination for those lives, that would have been good enough, because it still made you think. It still made you engage with those characters and all that was happening to them. And also, I think it's quite a clever idea in that if you're a burgeoning writer, why not do that? Why not see some lost property and imagine what's caused that to be lost? I think that's a great exercise, particularly for people with, you know, with writer's block and things.
I would hate anyone to think not to read it, though, because I did enjoy it.
That's right. It's a very light, uplifting read, very easy to read. So you keep turning the pages. There's so much going on that you want to keep finding out the answers to all these things. And she writes in a beautiful way. So I agree. I think you should read it. And try this author, because she's got another book coming out as well. So you can try.
Okay, and you've read the next one.
It's not out yet.
No, but you think it's better, don't you?
I do, because I think it's simpler. I think she's not doing so much, and she's kept to a fewer threads to it, so she's able to dwell on those a bit more.
Okay, we'll hear more about that, because I know she's coming to Suffolk as well, is she not?
Is,
so you've got a chance to go and meet her, but you have to read her second book first.